There was a setback to aid efforts in Banda Aceh, Indonesia, today. A Boeing 737 carrying relief supplies crashed into a cow on the runway of the city's only airport. No flights came in for the rest of the day as crews attempted to remove the damaged plane. For some residents of Aceh province, though, there was some good news today. More food and water became available in the local markets, and parts of the city were functioning as they had before the catastrophe. NPR's Adam Davidson sent this report.
Medan, from Medan.
Today is the first day that survivors can buy fish at a local market in Banda Aceh, the capital city of Aceh province. This comes as particularly good news to the Acehnese, for whom fish is the primary staple.
Everybody like fish, but they like to fry, they like to boil, they like to bake, but depends on the appetite.
Supreta stands over a box of 200 tongol fish. They came this morning by truck from Medan, a city 12 hours away from the tsunami-wrecked area. He's standing on a street side, shouting that his fish come from far away. Acehnese have been unwilling to eat locally caught fish because of the many dead bodies floating in the ocean. He's selling the tongol for 5,000 rupiahs, about 55 cents. Before the disaster, they cost less than 25 cents. Supreta is just one of hundreds of food vendors in Lambaro Market. Today is a busy day. The large shopping centers downtown were destroyed, and Lambaro is now one of the only places that people can buy chicken and geese, goat and beef, and basic household essentials. Every day since the disaster struck, farmers from the mountains have brought down spicy peppers and cabbage, eggplant and bananas, but little else has made it to town. Shopkeepers are selling whatever they have in stock. Crackers and rice and hot peppers are the big sellers, and prices have risen about 20%. Soap, shampoo, clothes are mostly staying on shelves. Chickens are actually cheaper now because few people are willing to pay for the luxury and sellers are getting desperate. A few miles towards town, but still out of the range of the tsunami, a group of friends, some of them teenagers, some old men, sit around the outdoor patio of a coffee shop.
We live normally, I think. There is nothing happened to us.
Ipan and his friends have come here to Abu Bakr's cafe every day since the tsunami, just like they did every day before it.
Usually, before this disaster, we usually talk about girls. Just now, we didn't talk about girls anymore. We just talk about what were happening in our hometown now.
Abu Bakr makes strong and sweet Indonesian-style coffee. He raises the pot several feet above tiny glass cups and pours until they are full. He doesn't spill a drop. Every neighborhood in Aceh has a cafe like this one. They are only for people from the neighborhood and only for men. The coffee shops that catered to women were all downtown and no longer exist. Downtown is only a 10-minute drive away from Abu Bakr's. Suddenly, the pleasant rice paddies and intact buildings give way to complete devastation. Yeni stands in front of the collapsed Panti Para shopping mall.
Sebelum jatuh ini bagus, tempat.
This is a very famous place, a very nice place. You can find everything here, cell phone, electronics, yeah, everything.
She used to visit this mall once a month to buy things for her house in Kaju, a village about 30 minutes southeast of Banda Aceh. But she's not here to shop today. She lost her house and many relatives in the tsunami. Yesterday, she found her Honda Astrea Star motor scooter. The tsunami tossed it hundreds of feet from her house, and she's trying to get it fixed.
I hope I can find my family in the different camps, or I can find the bodies of my sisters. So I can go anywhere, and I can get the information about what happened right now, so we can go everywhere with that motorcycle. So that motorcycle is very important for us.
Yeni says aside from the scooter, she's wearing everything she has left, a red polo shirt, black trousers, plastic slippers, and a white Muslim headscarf. Everything else is gone. She has no interest, she says, in the fish and produce at Lambaro Market. She's happy to eat the small portions of rice she gets at the refugee camp where she now lives. Food, she says, is just something that gives her enough energy to keep looking for her family. Adam Davidson, NPR News, Banda Aceh, Indonesia.